Our Old Testament reading today comes from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law into them, within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach each other or say to each other, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Our next reading is from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear your joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. And our final reading is from John chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honour. Now, my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. And this is the word of the Lord.
When I was a younger man, along with many of my friends, we used to go to Easter camp and meet up with others from other churches and have a great time. Bit more sophisticated, I think, than kids camp out. We were older, a bit like Seiko, I guess. And we would learn about the text of the Easter story, the Passion of Christ, and then, of course, on the last day, we would learn about the resurrection. We'd come back with renewed experience and renewed zeal to be a young Christian. I do remember at Nunyara. Nunyara was the campsite that had, as both a chapel and a dining hall, a large room. And on the wall, there was a picture, a painting that was depicting the scene in the courtyard when Peter was warming his hands and the maid came through and he denied that he knew Jesus. You know that from Luke. And the text for this picture is, "And the Lord turned and looked on Peter, and Peter remembered." He remembered his denials. But that painting had eyes that followed you. And no matter where I sat for a meal, those eyes were following me. And I just wonder if a seed or two was sown in my life. I grew up in a loving family and a church family that honoured the young people as we do here. And there was a young man who went into the ministry. His name, John Seacombe will know, Horry Duncan. And Horry set up a very small printing business. And as a young lad, I went along on a Saturday morning and helped out, did things, and got a love for the printing business. And until I went into the trade. And I wonder with Horry, there was a seed sown. Waiting to go into church on a Sunday night at my home church, waiting outside because it was a very hot night, and we were in the choir, and to enter through the back into our choir stalls. And the minister tapped me on the shoulder and said, "When are you going to start preaching?" I had not thought of that. A seed was sown. "Sir, we wish to see Jesus," the Greeks said. I came across that text in the pulpit at Glenunga Methodist Church. I was doing my trial sermon. Now, trial sermon sounds a bit interesting, doesn't it? I certainly was on trial. There were people there who were judging whether I could put together the words or whatever. It was a bit nerve-wracking. Like it is most Sundays when one preaches, because there are so many intelligent people here who are sifting through what is said from the pulpit. And there on the pulpit, "Sir, we would see Jesus." And a seed was sown. Isn't that what we want to do when we worship, when we preach? The Greeks, why were they there? Well, it's the festival, and there is the court of the Gentiles. And then coming in a little further, there's the court of the women, and then the court of the Israelites, then the court of the priests, and then the Holy of Holies, into which only the high priest could go. The high priest wearing his breastplate, which had the 12 tribes' names on. the Holy of Holies, which would be torn open. You remember in the story of Good Friday, the temple curtain was torn apart. And the Hebrews writer says, the wall of partition has been broken down in the life and death of Jesus. So there were the Greeks, only in the court of the Gentiles. They were probably traders. That's where all the trade took place. And isn't that where Jesus overturned the tables and drove them out with a whip? Maybe they had seen all of that. They may have even seen the procession on the donkey, which you're all going to bring your palm branches for Diane for next Sunday. They may have witnessed these things. It's a good thought. The seeds might have been sown in their minds. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. The commentators tell us that the wish to see could also mean to be with. Not only do we wish to see, but to be with. And we're actually not told if they got their wish granted. We do know that Philip went and told Andrew, and Philip and Andrew went and told Jesus. And I puzzled over that. Was this a little bit of protectionism going on? Jesus had already been predicting his death. They had wanted to put a halt to that, but he's going ahead anyway. Were they perhaps saying, we've got to guard Jesus? We can't have this foreigner? Gentile? I don't know. But I've thought about it. A different culture. Different language. Different smells even. Different aromas of herbs and spices and fish. But they went and said to Jesus, these Greeks are here and they want to see you. And then he turned to them. I imagine he now includes them. Not only his little team, but also this newcomer. Come in. Come in and sit down. You are part of the family. And then he talks about his death. And he talks about, if you're going to come with me, this is what it means. If you're going to be part of this team, this is where we're heading. Now, the people expected God at various times to come down to their aid. And maybe they're expecting Jesus to do something like that. But instead, he goes to a cross. And when they talk about God coming, I mean, this covenant which is, it's not going to be just like the old covenant, it's written on your hearts. And that is that God will never forsake you or leave you. That you are precious. And God, they think, will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. That's their belief. But what do they find? They find Jesus saying, I, when I am lifted up, will draw all people to myself. He's talking about a glorification where he will wear a crown. It's not a heavy crown, it's a crown made of thorns. But draws us to him. Sir, we would see Jesus. What Jesus do you see? In the Gospels and in the New Testament itself, the authorities tell us, or the experts tell us, there are at least 14 interpretations of what the death on the cross really means. What I know it means is that, like that painting at Nanyara, with those eyes will not let me go. I'm drawn to this Jesus. Sir, we would see Jesus. Seeds are sown. Seeds are sown. and we have joined to go with Jesus. There was a vacation Bible school, and the young lady who was taking the vacation Bible school knew that there was a young boy coming, but she hadn't realised that he would come very late, and she'd already started. But she knew that this young man had only one arm. He had lost his left arm. And she was frightened that the other children would not be able to handle this very well. But they did. And she didn't have time to explain to the children before he came so that they would understand. But they somehow did understand. And so they did some painting, and she was holding her breath, but he was able to paint, and they got along fine. And they came to the conclusion of that day, and she was going to have a word to say, and then she said, "Now, let us make the churches, you know." And she realised what she was doing, and she felt horrible. And then she saw a little girl reach over to the boy with her left hand and put it in his. And she said, "Let's make church together." Sir, we wish to see Jesus.